I'm going to call to order the December 22nd meeting of the Prudential Committee of the Catuit Fire District. Is anyone recording? Amy Cates is recording. First thing I'd like to say is I'm very grateful that I got to know Marge Wallace, and I'm very sorry at her death, and I'm sorry that the village of Catuit is losing a dedicated volunteer, and I hope everyone keeps her in their prayers. Mr. Clerk, would you like to do the town meeting warrant, proposed warrant? District, sorry. So, yeah, please.
To the clerk of the Catuit Fire District, greetings. You are hereby required and directed to notify and warn the inhabitants of the town of Barnesville residing within the territory comprising of the Catuit Fire District, qualified to vote in the district elections and affairs, to meet at Freedom Hall, Main Street, Catuit on Thursday, January 22, 2015 at 7:30 o'clock p.m., when action will be taken on the following articles. Article 1. To see if the district will vote to authorize the Prudential Committee of the Catuit Fire District to acquire for municipal purposes by purchase a certain parcel of land with buildings thereon, known and numbered as 56 High Street in Catuit, for the sum of $299,000, with an additional $15,000 for closing costs, under such terms as the Prudential Committee shall deem to be in the best interest of the district. The property is shown on Barnesville's Assessor's Map 35 as Lot 45. For title, see deed recorded at Barnesville County Registry of Deeds in Book 27152, page 241. And to appropriate a sum of money for the sum of money for such purpose, and to determine whether such appropriation shall be raised by borrowing, transfer, or otherwise, and to take any other action relative thereto. Article 2, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate or transfer from available funds the sum of $2,500 for insurance, care, custody, and security of the Catuit Fire District's real property located at 56 High Street in Catuit. Article 3, to see if the district will vote to raise and appropriate and or transfer from available funds the sum of $25,000 for to pay for the additional anticipated costs associated with the current contract negotiations with the Firefighters Union.
I understand, Bond Council has approved the wording of this first article.
Yes, they have.
So I don't see any problem with that one.
Yes, they have.
The second article, I heard someone ask you earlier if $2,500 was enough for that purpose. And Mr. Daly has reminded us that if we put in a higher figure, we can vote less, but if we put in a low figure, we can't vote more.
Okay. Well, that needs to cover insurance.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming we're going to have to secure the building in terms of, closing off the heat and maybe draining the pipes. So do you think we should increase it to 5 and then lower it? I don't know. Do you think we should have at least a rudimentary surveillance system?
I suppose it wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, right now there's always people around there, but once we acquire it, if we acquire it, that won't be true.
It might be an attractive nuisance to the local.
Why don't we raise it? Why don't we double it to 5 and see if we can get a couple of estimates?
Okay. Do you want to make a motion to that end?
Well, first, let's do them in order, I guess.
Okay.
I make a motion that we approve the Article 1 as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Article 2?
I vote that we change the figure $2,500 to $5,000 and then approve the article as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Aye.
And on the third one, I have the two members of the committee here. You have any problems with the Article 3?
I don't.
No? Okay. I move that we approve Article 3 as written.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Aye. Once the new gas furnace is installed in the basement, we will be free to dispose of the almost new oil furnace, but first we need a policy. So under the state guidelines, anything under less than $10,000 does not need to be listed on their website and go to auction to be disposed of. So I came up with a surplus property program. Did I hand that to you? Okay. Anyway, so property with a value of less than $10,000, the property, once declared surplus, may be disposed by advertising in the Cape Cod Times, the Barnesville Patriot, on Craigslist, the Cotuit Fire District website, or by having a yard sale, a silent auction, or seeking informal courts or trade-in for new equipment. Property with a value over $10,000 shall be disposed of by sealed bid or public auction as per the state of Massachusetts guidelines.
Can I just come and say?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to them. Yeah, that looks good. I move that we adopt that policy as presented by Fran Farns.
Second. In favor.
Aye.
Aye. Great. So the two items are going to be the furnace, and we have the brass hardware.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little bit of research on that, and apparently brass salvage is worth $1.97 a pound. So I think I'm going to do a little bit more research and find out, maybe talk to the door opener people and find out price for a new brass hardware, which is a whole lot more than $1.97
yeah.
a pound, and then maybe see if we can sell it and get some money back for it. Do you have any idea how long that was on the door?
No, I don't. Only 4 years, Amy's saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... You're talking about the crash bars and everything.
Yeah.
They were on there a lot longer than
that.
Yeah,
right.
When we got them in the door, do you know if we got new hardware? Because certain of them made those doors for us.
But I think the hardware wasn't replaced then.
Don't the
I don't think so. I think it's been there a long time.
Yeah. Okay. So HVAC is coming along. It's all done upstairs. They have to finish off the basement. Still haven't heard anything about from Demetrius and the interior painting, so we may have to sue him, which I'm perfectly willing to do. and I added something that snow plowing.
Oh, yes. We had a problem with that last year, didn't we?
So I was thinking, what do you want to do about the snow blowing? Get bids or?
Well, I don't know that we need a formal bid process.
Well, no, I don't think we can just call people up and ask.
There's two people. I know Donnie Souza's son does it. I know Roger Scudder does it. not sure who else. I'd like to see somebody in the village, but I don't think we can rely on the water department and the fire department.
No, I don't either.
Although they're both willing, they're not always able.
Right, and we need someone at the same time that's going to shovel out the entrances.
Yeah. So I know we had Donnie Souza's kid do it once last winter.
Right, yeah. So, do you want to call a couple of people, and I'll call a couple of people? And
sure, I'll call Donnie, Souza, and Roger.
Okay. Okay, and so were you able to go over the minutes of the 24th?
For once, I printed them out, all 7 pages. This is why I usually don't print them out, and the only thing I noticed that... it's Rudziak, R-U-D, instead of red.
Oh, okay.
That was the only thing I noticed.
All right. Do you want to make
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of the 24 November meeting.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great. Okay. Is there any public comment?
Mr. Goldstein, got his hand up.
I was just wondering how you were going to fill the position that the death of Marge Wallace left on the board, on the Prudential Committee. And one of the reasons I'm asking is I'm interested in serving and understanding what it would be like. My own personal idea is if I'm appointed for like 3 or 4 months, I could get a feeling for it. And if I like it, then I could run for the position at the regular election.
We haven't discussed it at all, what we're going to do. We have the option, I think, of just trying to operate as a 2-man board, or we can appoint someone, and we've not discussed it at all.
My plan was to put it on the January agenda, which, so thank you for the offer very much. That was the other thing that, meeting in January.
Yeah.
Mike's
the 19th is a holiday. That's
right.
The third Monday. Is that when we had talked about having the... When did we schedule the district meeting?
It's a Thursday. The district meeting is the 22nd on a Thursday.
Okay.
So we can't have it the Monday before. What's the... this one?
Well, the fourth Monday would be the 26th. Did you want to meet again before the district meeting? Is that what
I think
doing?
So, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't we do it the 12th?
12th? Okay. That sounds good.
Do we need to vote?
Probably. I make a motion that we hold the January 2015 meeting on the
12th.
All those in favor?
I second the motion and I'm in favor.
Thank you very much. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
So moved. Thank you.
Pardon? The plumbing shop right across the street from our house, right adjacent to the fire department. Yeah. What we envision is that right now the